Classic Hits 1026 4MK. Good morning.
Hello, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Ronnie, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, mate.
That's good. What's been going on?
Well, that flaming earthquake last week cost me a lot of money, you know.
Oh, why did it cost you a lot of money? What happened?
Well, I was watching TV at the time, the Rio Olympics. I think it was synchronized drowning. And then the house shook and the windows rattled. And straight away, I yelled out, "Mum, stop eating those curried baked beans."
Oh.
But it wasn't her this time.
It wasn't her this time, no.
Oh, I mean, last week she stripped the paint right off the fridge. So this time I had to apologise.
Oh, no.
With a gold bracelet and a bottle of vodka.
Why the vodka?
Oh, well, she's wearing both at the moment. Nothing else.
Oh, no.
Flaming earthquakes.
Oh, no. And the aftershocks afterwards, too. We had 24 of them.
Oh, and you mentioned this morning that tomorrow is Mum's Day too. Ride the Wind Day.
It is too. Ride the Wind Day tomorrow. Be an angel day today. And how's this? The Duchess who wasn't day on Saturday. I wonder if our Duchess of Serena will be upset about that.
Oh, for sure, you know. Well, but listen, we've been watching some of the sport on TV at the Olympics. We don't really understand it, but we've been watching it.
Okay.
The 10-metre diving was interesting with blokes doing front double tuck somersaults with 3.5 reverse deep fried pike with chips and side salad.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
Very tasty, yes.
And then there was that 50-kilometre hip-wobbling walking race. Oh, I think it must be for athletes with arthritis that are the poor sods.
They look like kilometres.
They'd be better off catching a taxi, those blokes.
Yeah, probably, mate. I would say so. It'd be a lot more comfortable for them.
But, Emma, that Jamaican runner, that insane Bolt, gee, he's good, isn't he?
He is good, mate. He actually just threw a javelin, just in a bit of a muck around, and threw it like 70 metres or something.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
They just worship him back in Jamaica and in other countries too. In fact, he's a lifetime member of the Swedish women's beach volleyball team.
No. How come?
Oh, you don't get that if you're a bit slack, buddy.
Good on
anyway,
you.
Emma, before I go, and oh, gee, it's been lovely chatting with you.
You too, mate.
Our grandson, Ronaldo, came round yesterday. Oh, he was so proud of himself.
Oh, really?
He's got a role in the school play. He plays a bloke who's been married for 30 years. I said, "Cheer up, sonny. Next time you might get a speaking part." I heard that. Oh, Jesus, more jewellery. See you, buddy.
See you, mate.